The Prius Hybrid actually is 10 years old now, and it was 50 years ago today that Toyota set up its first American operation here in Southern California. Since then, Toyota has sold a lot of cars and trucks in this country, enough to become the number two automaker in the U.S. Toyota has achieved that with a reputation for dependability, but lately, not so much. Consumer Reports says it will no longer recommend all Toyota vehicles, something that it has done for many years now. David Champion directs testing for the magazine. He joins us. David, welcome to the program. Why are you downgrading Toyota?
Well, in the past, we've seen that Toyota's vehicles have generally had excellent reliability, even in their first year. But this is the first time that we've seen actually three vehicles that are below average reliability, preventing us from recommending the vehicles.
And what are those three vehicles that you don't care for so much?
Those are the Toyota Camry V6, the Toyota Tundra V8 four-wheel drive, and the Lexus GS all-wheel drive.
Isn't the Toyota Camry their basic good car? It's one of the most popular cars sold in America, isn't it?
Yes, for many years it's been the highest selling passenger car in the US, and they sell it both as a four-cylinder and as a V6. The four-cylinder still has very good reliability, so we are recommending the four-cylinder. But the V6 that came out new for 2007 with a six-speed automatic transmission seems to be having a number of issues with that transmission.
How exactly do you determine these ratings?
Well, every year we send a questionnaire out to our over 4 million subscribers, and they tell us how reliable their cars have been in everyday life. And we get back the information, cut it and dissect it all the way through, and then look at the reliability of each car with reference to the average reliability of that model year. And this year we've seen these three Toyota products all have below average reliability.
How has Toyota responded? Did they call you up and say, no, you've got this wrong, or oh, heck, we're going to do better, or what?
They have contacted us both by phone and by letter, requesting the raw data information so they can really examine the data fully. But we're in regular contact with most of the manufacturers, and they've basically said, yes, we realize we have issues, and you know we're working to put it right. They'd just like to know the exact problems where our readers have reported problems to make sure that it correlates with their warranty data. And in the past, they've always said that our data correlates pretty closely with their warranty data.
Well, Reuters News Service reports that Toyota says your conclusions do not correlate with anything they're hearing from customers about these particular models.
I'm not sure where they got that information from. The vice president for Toyota quality in the United States has, in the letter that he said, you know, no way disputes that. And if you look on many of the Toyota consumer websites, you know, they seem to be having problems with those vehicles, especially the four-wheel drive Tundra.
David Champion directs automotive testing at Consumer Reports. David, thank you for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Clarified the Iranian position regarding the nuclear issue.
And he said the workers are anxious to get their hands on that agreement. And
the suicide bomber wearing a vest, you know, layered with explosives.
Investigate and prosecute crimes within polygamous communities, mostly involving child abuse, incest, and fraud.
When news breaks, day-to-day keeps you informed. Download our daily podcast at npr.org/day-to-day.